సుశేఖర్ దొంపర్ ఐకోపియాంగ్ ముజం మాయ మొగా చో నమోస్కార్ ఫ్రాంకి ఫెర్నాండెస్ మెల్బర్న్ ఆస్ట్రేలియా చో తుమకాయ యో గోయించు అని బైలె దేశ రావతిలే గోయకరాచో కొబ్రో కొక్నీతిలాన్ పావుతా ఆజ్ మాయాచి దా తారీఖ్ సురువాతే కొబర్ కెల్యా సుమనంత్ హంగా ఆస్ట్రేలియా కేంద్ర సర్కార్ విచూన్ కడపాక్ ఇలిసావా జాలి ప్రధానమంత్రి ఎంతనీ అల్బనీజీ అని తచి ఆస్ట్రేలియన్ లేబర్ పార్టీ జోయితివోన్ జాలి पण कुशालकायची खबर म्हणल्यार ह्या एली सावंत दोग गोंयकार वेस्टर्न ऑस्ट्रेलिया हांगासून ऑस्ट्रेलियन लेबर पार्टी हाचे जनिता मॅस्करेनस आनी क्विन्सलँड मॅकफर्सन हांगासून ऑस्ट्रेलियन लिबरल पार्टी हाचो लियोन रिबेलो जैतिवन जालो. लियोन रिबेलो हाचो आवय बापूय वेर्ना गांवचे आनी तो कॅनबरा हांगा जल्मल्लो.
As you may know, my parents migrated here from Goa, and I'm very proud to have Goan culture flowing through my veins, because we're a culture that is hardworking, that believes in reward for effort, believes in small business and enterprise, and believes in the importance of the family unit. And these are also the reasons that I joined the Liberal National Party, because we share those values, and those values have, you know, informed my childhood, they've informed my growth as an individual, and they will also be a part of my future as a member of parliament.
Dusri ek dukest kobor gelya sumanand sirgaoche jatra hatun so janak moron phawa jale ani sumar 80 jan jokmi jale te hospital an bharti kelyat ani sadyak treatment geta. He stampede kityak lagun jali ani so jan kityak mele हाची चौकशी करपाक बीजेपीच्या सरकारान एक कमिटी थारायली आसा. ही कमिटी कांय दिसान आपलो रिपोर्ट तयार करची आसा. खबर USA डॅलस टेक्सस हांगासून गेल्ल्या म्हयन्यांत गोवन इस्ट इंडियन मँगलोरियन कॅथलिक ऑफ टेक्सस जेम्स हाणें आपलो तिसरो त्रियात्र माचेर दवरलो. त्रियात्राचें नांव फुलां आनी नखेत्रां. हे बाबतींत आमकां त्रियात्राचो रायटर डिरेक्टर आनी प्रोड्युसर सिंथिया गोम्स जेम्स आनी म्हायती दिता.
ह्या मार्च म्हयन्यांत आमी प्रेझेंट केलो आमचो तिसरो तियात्र फुलां आनी नखेत्रां, अ मॉडर्न म्युझिकल अबाउट अ टॅलंट कॉम्पिटिशन इन गोवा अँड द एक्सपिरियन्स ऑफ टू गर्ल्स फ्रॉम डिफरंट टियर्स ऑफ सोसायटी. ह्या तियात्रांत आसा अ कास्ट ऑफ अबाउट 30 एक्टर्स, ऑल लोकल फ्रॉम द जेम्स कम्युनिटी. And a young Goan American girl raised here in Texas also played a key role. The theatre had 18 songs. I wrote the lyrics and composed the music for most of them, and had a brilliant accompanist who played the music live for all our singers.
Ani ek khabar 1991 varshak Varka Fatrade hangache puray indi gazleli smuggling case hatun Alvanaz Alema haka custom officer Tony da Costa Fernandez hane jiveshi mallo hache baptin Z5 hane ek choli chitra halich release kela hache naav javan asa Costans. Hya filmant kitle sot asa आम्ही त्या वेळाचो दक्षिण गोंयांत डेप्युटी सुप्रिटेंडंट ऑफ पुलीस आनी सब डिव्हिजनल पुलीस ऑफिसर म्हणून वावर केल्लो तो रिटायर्ड पुलीस ऑफिसर अलेक्स रास्किना हाचे लागी विचारले.
आय वॉच द फुल मुव्ही. एक्च्युली 50% ऑफ दॅट मुव्ही, एक्च्युली वॉट हॅपन इज नॉट पोर्ट्रेड इन द मुव्ही. अँड ड्युरिंग दॅट रेलेव्हंट टाइम आय वॉज पोस्टेड एज डेप्युटी सुप्रिटेंडंट ऑफ पुलीस of Margao sub-division, which legally means sub-divisional police officer, which covers about 6 to 8 police stations. At this jurisdiction, Varka comes under Kolwa police station, which was under my supervision. Now, during this incident, actually, as per the correct facts, I'll narrate to you now. As per the correct facts is that one person, Toddy Tapper, was working on a coconut tree near that landing site. He happened to see these smuggling activities. So he happened to know Costan, a custom officer. So he went and met Costan and told him that such a thing is happening there. So that time what happened? So this Costan, on his motorbike, he came all alone for this operation, which was not correct in the sense one person cannot handle this operation. It requires a big force. And he came on his motorbike, and he traced the car which was carrying the smuggled goods. He traced the car. And he gave a chase to it. That car would not stop, but somehow he managed to get inside that car, driving his motorbike side by side. And both had his name was Alwana Zalemo, was driving the car. So somehow managed to inside, and then there was a fight between both of them, between Costa and Alwana Zalemo, who was driving the car. There was a solid fight. Now, Costa is an expert in karate. He's a blue belt. He's an expert in karate. And now in karate, they use some instrument which is round like an pointed disc. He had with him at that moment. So he fought with him with that instrument, and he stuck that instrument near his neck, and he died.
देव बरें करूं तुका बाब आलेक्स रास्किनात तुवें आमकां तुजो मोलादीक वेळ दिलो म्हूण. तर ह्यो जावन आसल्यो आमच्या सुसेगाद दोंपार गोंयच्यो आनी भायल्या देशांत रावतल्या गोंयकारांच्यो खबरो कोंकणींतल्यान मेलबर्न ऑस्ट्रेलिया सावन. मेळगत दुसऱ्या सोमारांत ते मेरेन मोग आसून दी.
कितेंच केल्यार हांव आयकुची ना, कोणाचें जावं कानार दवरची ना, काजार जाल्या बगर रावची ना. हांव चेडूं चलता फिटी फिटी फिटी, म्हणटात म्हाका बोंबोयची बिरमुटी, चोले म्हाका मोगाच्यो धाडटा चिटी, पूण कोणाकूच हांव फोडी ना मिटी. आसोंक म्हाका येता जितूं, गुन्या म्हजो कसलो वांकू, हांव वाटेर चोताना म्हाका रे पासू, वयतात म्हाका उंटू. तोणू घोडटात जाल्या पुरी सोशे, रस्त्यात चलताना बेश्टीच माता तांशे, दोळे मोडटात वशे वशे वशे, वतो आनी म्हाकाच पयता, कितें बाबा तुका जाता, पळोवंक बरो दिसता. सोजमोशेता म्हूण बोंदेर फेस्ताचे, हांव काजार जाता वेरीसू, नवरो म्हजो भुरगो नोयजू, रोडो नाका चितू, काजार जातूच म्हजो चंद्री म्हाका निमू.
नमस्कार आनी स्वागत करता हांव रिची तुमकां आयच्या सुशेगाद दनपार कोंकणी रेडियो प्रोग्रामार. वो आमी 104.6 प्लॅनेट एफ एम वयरतान ब्रॉडकास्ट करता. माया मोगोसो योकार सर्व आयकतल्यांक आज मेळच्या धा तारखेर आमच्या सायबिनीचो म्हयनो सगळ्यांनी तेर्स केला म्हणून हांव चिंता. बॅप्टिस्ट तेर्स
केला
म्हणटा जाल्यार हांव करता.
आमचे तेरसांत तका बेसा
मेळटा. तुम्ही सगळे तेर्स केल्यार मागीर कोणे मजा करची, कोणे तरी मजा करची पडटा पळय.
आज म्हज्या सांगात आसा शैला, तुवें आयक केले शैलाक बॅप्टिस्ट म्हणजे क्रिस्टीन प्युरिटी आणि आमची सैरी आज रिद्धी शाह. हाय, वेलकम टू अवर प्रोग्राम रिद्धी.
हाय, थँक्यू रचन.
या यू मस्ट हॅव हर्ड द बिट ऑफ आर्ग्युमेंट. डिड यू फॉलो एनिथिंग ऑफ दॅट?
No. sounded familiar because I've studied in Bangalore. So
Konkani
roommates. So sounds familiar, but can't understand anything.
Can't understand anything. What I was basically saying is, you know, this is the month of May for most Catholics. It's the month we devote to Mother Mary, the mother of Jesus. And so there is a prayer session which is always held every day.
The rosary. You would have heard of the rosary.
Rosary?
Yes.
Yeah. So we were just asking Baptist. I just caught him off the back foot, put him on the back foot rather, that whether you say the rosary at home and, you know.
No, I don't.
Okay. So Riddhi, tell us something about yourself. Where are you from? What do you do here? What brings you to New Zealand?
So, Richard, basically, I'm from India, Gujarat. I'm born in Ahmedabad, but raised in Baroda. Uh-huh. I've been in New Zealand from 2013.
Uh-huh.
So back home in India, I used to study bachelor's in physiotherapy and then practiced there for a couple of years. Decided to get overseas experience, so came to New Zealand to do sports and exercise science. And yeah, since then there was no moving back. Uh-huh. I've been here, this is second home now. And in 2018, after working a long time in health industry, doing a lot of different roles, I thought of changing my career into sports massage. And with a vision, I started my business with a vision of spreading education about that, why massages are medicine and not pampering and luxury.
So what has been your experience so far in these last 4 years or 5 years, I must say?
When I started, yes, I used to see a lot of people coming in thinking that, oh, you charge so much, massage is definitely a luxury and not. And after going through their health journey, explaining them what's happening, how I'm helping them, showing them the results, their mindset have changed. Now, I started with 10 clients, 10 people to change their mindset, and now I have changed mindset of 1,466.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
Congratulations. So where do you draw a line between massage and physiotherapy?
So
is there a correlation? Is there transition from one point to another? Or
it is. So there is a very thin line, but as I said, I'm trained in India. I'm not registered here in New Zealand, so I don't practice here. But my education helps me to understand human body in a much more deeper way. So for me, if someone comes with any kind of musculoskeletal or neurological or any other issues, I understand it in more of depth way. I cooperate them with another physios. Like if they need a physiotherapy or if it's a referral from a physiotherapist, I make sure that what physiotherapist is doing, I'm just doing more benefit with the treatment they're already having. So let's say if you have broken an arm, you will go to a physiotherapist, they will help you to bring that strength back and repair if there is any tear in the muscles or ligaments. The same person, when they come to me, I will not only work on that, but I'll work on the muscles which were compensating to help you to do the movement when your arm was broken. And then I'll coordinate with the physio and ask them if is there anything else they want me to work on the muscles, which helps them to treat better and give a bit more whole picture.
So your clientele are from what areas? More of sports or more of, you know, DIY, you know, guys who have fallen off the ladder? Or where are they from?
Everywhere. From desk workers to homemakers, tradies, business people, as well as sports athletes, new moms, elderly people, kids, teenagers, or someone who just loves to go to gym or plays a lot of sports, but it's a hobby and not, they are not an athlete, or someone who just wants to go to the gym, not do their kind of, you know, warm up and cool down and injure themselves all the time.
Mm-hmm. So are most of the people that... So what you're saying is the people that come to you for massages,
yeah,
and coming for therapeutic purposes and not for relaxation and leisure?
Yes. Because it's kind of like, even if you don't do anything, you still need massage, because you are using your muscles every day. When we are breathing, we are using our muscles. When we are making food, we are using muscles. When we are walking, we are using muscles. And the more the muscles gets used, the more the muscles gets tight. And massage helps to release that tightness, to help make sure that your body is not going to injure it because of the tight muscles.
Mm.
Interesting. Yes. I just wanted to get more clarification, because I normally think of massage as in a deep tissue massage or a thigh massage to rejuvenate your body. So are you talking more about a healing part of it when they come to you for massage, because you're from that background, you know, a physiotherapist from that point of view. So is it including the deep tissue massage or only a repair of whatever the damage is?
So no, when someone comes to us, we take time on the first session to do a detailed consultation to understand your journey, like what has happened in the past. We don't realize our human body carries so much from the past, activities, traumas, stress, anything we have done. And then we try to understand what your goal is, what you're trying to do, what you're trying to achieve, and how we can help you through massages. So when you are there, yes, it's not necessary that we might do therapeutic or remedial techniques only. We might combine all different techniques to give you the best out of your session.
So what I'm hearing is, it's really interesting as you're talking, I'm thinking even a deep tissue or a thigh massage is to the same end. It's working on the muscle. Mm. And I think we think of it as a luxury because essentially you don't have to do anything. Mm. So, you know, like going to the gym feels like work, but you don't think of a massage as actually something working on your body, because we're just at, you know, but it does make sense. It's just an external force working on interesting, very interesting.
So, Reddy, would you tell us how did you get into this process? Is this something that you wanted to do, or is it like a kuch nahi mila ya, chalo, let's get into this?
Both, I would say. So, being a physio, was always passionate about human body. And when I came to New Zealand, I found out that to get registered, I would have to study again. And at that time, it was not an option for me. And after doing sports and exercise science, I had more in-depth knowledge of injuries and muscle recovery and everything. But there, as you know, being an immigrant, work visas and everything is so important. So I started working in a lot of different health industry. I worked in healthcare, like doing caregiving, mental health care. I also worked in gyms. And after that, I got a job. The last job was working as a sports massage therapist, where I realized that so many people come in and don't have any knowledge. They just come there, they just lie, and they're like, okay, do massage. I'm feeling gonna feel good, be on cloud nine and go there. They don't know why their stiffness is, why they're getting injuries. How is the connection between what's going inside your body and it's reflecting on your muscles? How are the activities or day-to-day things in your life is making your muscular health bad? I started connecting those dots for people. Mm-hmm. Whenever they used to come to me, I'll start explaining them. And then I realized that, you know, I want to create a space, which is a healing space for people to come, not just for massages, but to chat, to someone to listen to them, what's going on, for a place where they can just share that this is what's happening, can you help? And yes, if I can't help, I have created my own community of health practitioners where I can refer them to.
Mm-hmm. 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 So how do you get around this, you know, you require certification and you require, say, suppose if you want to interact with ACC, how do you get around? You work through some other physiotherapist, or you have a certification program where you get enlisted on their suppliers list?
So first of all, ACC does not support massages. Mm-hmm. ACC only supports Mary Mary, which is a Maori traditional massage, and you need to be a Maori blood to train into it and practice it. Now, in New Zealand, you don't need any kind of practicing certificate to do massages. But as a physiotherapist, I have been trained in massages, and then I did a lot of certification. But when it comes to connecting with other health practitioners, I personally go meet them, try their services, make sure that they are 100% the way I want them to work in a holistic way, and I can trust them. Then only I refer my clients, and then we just start.
So over the last 4 years, you built this network of customers. Yep. Okay, wonderful. So let's take a break, Riddhi. Let's listen to this song. Let me ask you after the song is played whether you do remember this voice, the original voice of this singer.
Bogom, možda na ovom sajma Maria, idle subito Maria, moja moga che Maria, Maria.
नमस्कार, तुम्ही ऐकत आहात सुशेगत दनपार कोंकणी रेडिओ प्रोग्राम 104.0 प्लॅनेट एफ एम वयरतान. म्हणजे सांगात आज असा म्हणजे इस्ट इन शैला, म्हणजे अनेक इस्ट इन प्युरिटी, म्हणजे ईस्ट बॅप्टिस्ट आणि आमची सैरी आज रिद्धी शाह हू इज हेल्थ अँड वेलनेस थेरपिस्ट विच वी नॉर्मली अंडरस्टँड एज massage specialist. Well, Riddhi, we talk so much about massage, but we didn't get the name of your institution.
So it's called Sparsh.
And what does it mean?
So as you know, Sparsh means gentle touch. So that's where I came up with, because massage is such a unique thing where you touch. And yes, sports massages are not gentle touch, but that's where I changed it to Sparsh, a healing touch.
So you have talked about massage in general. I hope people who are listening aikatalang samjhal astale massage mlar kite. So we will now move on to asking you, what are the different products or services or types of massage? I mean, we are all from the commercial world, so we look at products and services. So what are the different offerings that you have at your massage parlor?
So we do sports massage, then therapeutic massage, remedial, a relaxation for also in oncology. So oncology is for cancer patients or anyone going through very severe sickness, pregnancy as well as post-pregnancy.
So would you like to expand on one of them? Say, I am more interested in oncology massage.
Yeah, that's the one that interested me.
I mean,
as well.
I've never heard about this. So can you just expand on this? What is oncology massage?
See, first of all, you need to understand that massage, why it is so important, right? Mm. Sense is one of the biggest thing in our body, right? We have smell to kind of, we use nose to smell things, we use eyes to see things. It gives pleasure or understanding of what's happening around us. The same way, skin is one of the biggest organ in our body, which gives you a touch sense. And one simple touch releases so many happy hormones. If someone is going through a cancer treatment or going through cancer and there's no cure for it, we don't know how much they're suffering. It's not just emotional, it's also the pain that comes with. During chemotherapy, they are nauseous, they have ups and downs with their immunity, they can't sleep. There's also burden of what the family must be feeling, how the caregivers are feeling, or are they being burdened if someone is independent and suddenly have to be dependent on others. So there's a lot involved in it. Now, when a person like that comes to us, massaging them not only gives them a space or a time frame to just let out that emotions, but also it helps with reducing pain, it helps with nausea, also helps him with better sleep, as well as it also gives them a chance to have that self-love, that even though I'm going through this hard time, I'm still being loved, I'm still being looked after.
So it is more on the border of therapeutic massage.
Yes, but you need to be trying to understand, because you need to know what kind of cancer they have, if they had surgery or not. If they had surgery, how to position them on the table. If they are having chemotherapy, when to see them and when not to see them. If they are having a port inserted for their radiation and chemo, how you will position them, what kind of talk you will do with them, because half of the pain is gone when you start talking to them. And if you don't know how to talk to someone who is going through kind of, you know, such kind of illness, you can't work with them.
Very interesting. I'm just blown away with the concept, because it's just really, I mean, you think of physiotherapy as therapeutic, but other massages are just fun.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You just have no idea that this world exists.
Exactly. I didn't know that.
Yeah, just
like
the whole concept of, like, the first thing that's going through my brain is, do you have gift vouchers? Because I think I'm just going to tell everybody. And what a great thing to give someone, right? The opportunity to experience, because otherwise you just send them to like one of these mall parlors where you have but it's the same thing, you don't have an understanding of the value of it really, because it's just a fun thing to do.
That's right.
It's really intriguing, very intriguing.
You must be having a lot of mothers, and now that it's Mother's Day coming up, because you did mention postnatal massages. I think back home we had the privilege to have these bhais come and massage us after delivery. Is it similar to those lines? Or
Yes and no, both. See, the concept is the same, that we need to look after the new mums because they have been through that kind of hard process of labor. And as you know, labor is not easy. It's kind of so painful. All your body changes. There's so much of hormonal change. You're sleep deprived. Your emotions have changed.
Gosh, you're like 24 years too late for me.
Yes.
You want a voucher for tomorrow.
You still can come. Tomorrow is a Mother's Day.
Yeah.
So yeah, we don't do it every day. We don't recommend it to come every day like you get back in India.
Right.
But definitely ask them to come at least once in a fortnight or once in a month. We are child friendly, so I always tell my clients, if you want to bring your baby in, please bring them. That's all good. We'll stop if you need to breastfeed. Just let us, me or whoever staff you're seeing, well in advance, so we know to accommodate that.
Amazing. And you also mentioned something about teenagers. I was more keen to understand why would they need a massage and from what point of view. Is it children with spectrum or anybody?
Anybody. Definitely kids with learning disabilities or spectrum or any kind of disability, it will benefit them with helping them with pain, emotions, as well as study, concentration and sleep. But at the same time, these days, we are living in a social media world where teenagers are bullied all the time. They have social kind of, you know, peer pressure. They go through things which we as adults sometimes don't see. They go through their own phases of depression and anxiety. And when they come for massages, they feel like, you know, they are being loved.
True.
They are being looked after. But now all these emotions, we carry on our muscles. And that also makes our muscles tight.
True.
And massage is not just about touch and releasing those happy hormones, but also releasing the tension in the muscles created by all these changes happening in your body.
Right, right. So just getting rid of your baggage, basically.
So you said earlier that the youngest patient you treat is 7 years old.
Yes.
And the oldest is
100-year-old.
100 years old.
Wow.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah. I still remember the 7-year-old I treated into too many sports. The coach asked him that you're not being flexible, so asked the parent that can you take him for the massage, and he came and he felt the difference. And
amazing.
Because he's a 7-year-old growing boy, started having growth spur.
Yeah.
And that also causes a lot of muscle, like back pain, because your muscles are not growing faster like your bones are.
Correct.
So massages helped him for that. And when I say 100-year-old, yes, I had a client in a rest home. I used to go and see her. She was 100-year-old, dementia patient. Massages helped her just to connect herself, kind of, you know, self-love and things. But also, she was not able to sleep. So the days, I got a feedback from their family that the days she had massages, she was happier and she slept well.
That's amazing.
So, massages are more related to the muscles, the muscular part of the body. I mean, there are other sciences like acupuncture and, you know, Reiki and stuff like that. Now, is there some crossover between these?
So, all these techniques work best together, parallel to each other. So yes, massages works on soft tissues. Acupuncture works on a lot of points, energy points and trigger points in your body related to your muscles, organs, connective tissues. Reiki is again a different level of energy healing. Chiropractor or osteopath works on your joints and, you know, bones. Physios works on the nerves, on your organs, like cardiologist or brain, on your musculoskeletal. So there's all kind of, if you combine it together, it will give you a complete picture. It's like all these treatments run parallelly.
together.
It kind of makes sense, right? If you injure yourself and you've got a bruise, it's your muscles hurt, but your nerves and your veins and and we tend to do one thing.
Bone also,
you know, so long as the pain's gone, you forgot about it. But actually, there's multiple touch points in that. Yeah.
So would you recommend that everybody should get this experience of a massage, whether it's therapeutic or something else? Do you recommend that?
Yes.
Because there are some people whom I spoke to and I was interested in inviting them for this program. They said, I don't like anybody to touch my body.
Mm.
Okay. I mean, I am quite averse to that.
See, there will be always people. I come across, like, partners will book in for their partners and they're like, but he or she does not like someone touching them. Yes, we understand that. And that might be coming because either they had a bad experience or they're very sensitive or ticklish. Right?
Understand? Yeah, or just have a, just
they're not feeling comfortable.
Yeah.
So it's making sure that the person you're going to, you're feeling safe there, first of all.
True.
And comfortable that you can open up. Now, you don't want to go to someone where you have to hide about your health history and they do something and which might hurt you more rather than helping you more. So you want to go to a place or a therapist, any therapist you go, just make sure that you're going to someone where you're feeling safe and comfortable, and that will help them to kind of, you know, let them do kind of touch or do the session.
So just picking up on Purity's point a few moments ago, she talked about this post-delivery care.
Yeah.
It's quite an in thing back in India, you know?
Yes.
Both a massage for the child and for the mother. But it is not a big thing here.
That's right, yeah.
There are a lot of protocols for the woman after she delivers, whereas there's no such protocol here in this part of the world. What are your views on this? Is it something that they need to reconsider, or is this something nice here, or is it something nice there?
See, every culture has their own pros and cons, right?
Mm.
Back in India, we give so much of care to the new moms. Over here, new moms still get care, but it's in a different way. We don't see it. Like all my pregnant ladies, when I talk to them during the end, their families come together, their friends come together, they get frozen meals delivered. They come and give their time rather than being there constantly. They give space to parents and kid over here just to be alone, to recover from that labor part, or
and
just to connect
bond.
And bond. But when you see the massage side of things, I have seen females being more active till due date here than back home, which is very good. Because the more active you are till your last days, it gives chance for the child to be more healthier. And as well as for the woman to recover better. And over here, post-pregnancy exercises has way more important than back home.
But massage for babies as well, you know, when they're born, we don't give preference. I mean, it's not looked as so important in New Zealand as in back home. What would be your take on that?
As far as I know, most of the clients, I educate them that why it's important to massage their babies. And in New Zealand, as you know, everything is so expensive. They prefer to learn and give it themselves, which is a nice way of bonding between a mom and a child. Because if we talk about India, it's very accessible, not just money-wise, but it's convenient. Because those females come to your place and their profession is just massaging babies and moms. But it's not possible here. So parents over here learn and try to give their babies massages.
Just on that point, though, it is one is my experience, because all my babies were born in India, so I never had a massage for myself or my babies, is in a city like Bombay, for example, I don't know that it's as accessible, because the people that come to you are pretty much anybody. And if you get, like, if you get people who've done it for 20 years or 40 years, they are frightfully expensive. So then you get every, you know, Mangalorean woman who says, who will just come and do it. It is not comfortable. It doesn't get talked about. It's not something that people look forward to. But it is just traditional, so people tend to do it. But a lot of pediatricians, like my pediatrician, was quite happy saying he didn't believe in it. It was not necessary. But there was a whole concept of like a mom can do it for her own baby and use that as bonding time and use that as, you know, as opposed to the old way of doing it. Mm. Yeah, I don't know how much of a massage that was. It's quite, aggressive.
As you rightly pointed out, yes, it is expensive if you go to high-end kind of a thing. Yeah. But there are people who are easy, accessible, but you should know where to go for
it. Look for them.
And yeah, like Jenny has gone through, so she has gone through.
Yeah.
I think you must have also when you were in India.
In India, of course. But my son was born here. Oh, so it was way different. Nurse in the hospital just told me, use a bit of olive oil in the bath and that's your massage, nothing else. You just rub your child in there and give your child a bath. Right. So,
Nowadays, I don't know if it's even cultural or it's so much about, like, younger parents are almost all about what they find online that informs their, the whole concept of swaddling, the whole is like they question everything. So I don't know that any of that really weighs in anymore unless parents specifically seek it out.
See, we live in the world of Google. I get clients come in and they say, I Googled it and I think this is what's happening. So can you massage over here or can you do this?
Oh. So they're telling you.
So it's the same with new parents, I think. We have influencers who know what they're talking.
Yeah.
But then we also have people who don't know what they're talking. And people blindly follow both of them.
Interesting.
So there is a wide group of people. I mean, in this country, the biggest growing population is the older population.
Yeah.
And the disabled population, people who have either got, a stroke or who have got impairments, like have had injuries, knee surgeries, hips. Your site does not talk about treatment of those type of people. Is there a special product for them? Like, you know, some guy who's done his knee surgery, still struggling.
Mm.
Or some person who's done his hip surgery.
Definitely.
So is there something that you have to offer for these people?
We do. We have heaps of clients come like that. We have, like, I have personally done home visits for Parkinson's stroke patients as well as disabled people who are in wheelchair or have cerebral palsy and have walking disability. There's so much data to put out on the website.
Mm.
So I've put some things which just describes that this kind of massage will be helpful in so and so things. But usually when someone like that comes, you contact me before coming in to ask, understand how I can help. That's the time when I explain everything. And it's possible to treat anyone. It's not necessary that they should be coming into the clinic. We have provided home visits. We don't do that much unless and until the person can't come to us. We go to them, treat them. And there are certain things where it's not possible, but we try to accommodate each and everyone.
Okay, so at the beginning of the session, I asked you, did you listen to this song?
Yes.
And do you recall what was the name of the song?
No.
Okay. That song was called Maria. It was sung by a guy called, this song was sung by a guy called Ryan Borges, who was the winner of the Goinso Awards winner. That means the voice of Goa. But originally it was sung by Mohammad Rafi.
Okay.
And the Nightingale of Goa, that's Lona Cordeiro. So on her there was a movie which we screened here in New Zealand. But that's the message for you. Let's take a break and let's listen to another very traditional song from Mangalore. Possibly you'll link with it.
Baba, o beta te agarra. drupe drupe na sanghi dance martale ulan sutar novya butar sagle soptale ami dogi narka saiba konsha kurtale matwan baba pad karole sagle astale drupe drupe na sanghi dance martale ulan sutar novya butar sagle soptale आमी दोगी नाटका साईवा कोनशा कुर्ताले आमी दोगी सेजारा बेताऊ काजारा बाई बुर्गी ती रोसा गेली योना ते करा केदना तरी सेजारा साल्यार काजारा सगली आमी पाटला बाबा वेता त्या घरा वाटे कन गालो पैंटाडे गल पोट बाबा हावे शिकायलो मटवान साहिबा वकलो हम जो हासुन फुक देलो हम ची सोबाई देखो त्यो बोरियो सास देलो बड़ा सुसुर हाडू नामी वाटे कन गालो पैंटाडे गल पोट बाबा हावे शिकायलो मटवान साहिबा वकलो हम जो हासुन फुक देलो सोबाई देखुन त्यो बोरियो सास्ते लियो आमी दोगी सेजारा बेताऊ काजारा बाईल बुर्गी ती रोसा गेली योना ते करा केदना तरी सेजारा साल्यार काजारा सगली आमकी पाटला बाबा वेता त्या घरा बाबा काजार झाले सांचे किते सगळे पियून टाइट रे झाले आमच्या वकलां घेऊन सगळे डान्स मारताले विसर करून गेल्या कामकाम वाणांनी मारले आदल्या वर्षा आमचे बाबा काजार झाले
Well, that was Henry D'Souza with this traditional Mangalorean song, an iconic song that is played at every wedding as a masala song. You're back on Sushega Dhanpar, being broadcasted on 104.6 Planet FM. We have Riddhi Shah as our guest today, a massage therapist, and along with Shaila and Purity and Baptist. We broke off on that note of the various type of massages and services that your institution offers. We had a question during the break from Purity.
Yes, so Riddhi, when we talk about massages, we think about a typical oil massage or something with the aromatherapy. So what products do you normally use for massages?
I use massage wax, which is a bee wax infused with different oils.
Wow.
See, there's a every massage therapist have their own preferences in the use of oil or all these wax is to stop friction between the therapist's skin and your skin.
Uh-huh.
So that's the main purpose of using it. But then when they use certain oils which has certain remedial things in it, it just gives you extra benefit out of.
Oh, okay. Great. Mm.
No, that makes sense. So you said beeswax, is it?
Yeah. I just buy it online, a product, okay. Which is, the main ingredient is beeswax. When you touch it, it turns into liquid.
Oh, okay. So that's what I was wondering, because wax is quite a solid substance. Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So one of the things that I just picked up from the buzz that was going on when the song was going on is, you know, the word massage, if it is... has a suffix of a parlor or a something else, gives a different connotation or a different idea to many people. How do you sort of promote that? How do you promote your business? You're in the massage business, but you say you're a massage therapist.
See, massages, when you culture to culture, it's different. Training to training, it is different. Like there are Chinese massage therapists, Thai massage therapists, Russian, as well as Swedish or sports and remedial.
Oh, wow.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's on therapists what they want to call themselves. But when you hear especially someone saying that they are therapists, that means they're professionally trained. They've put years of practice, years of knowledge into what they're doing. as well as if this place is called clinic or a studio, that means that they are more of neuromuscular style or musculoskeletal, where they know what they're doing, and they might be different than just going to a place where they're offering spa or Swedish kind of experience.
So I give you another 7 minutes, all yours, if you can speak, because you belong to the networking group, the business networking group, to tell what your business can offer and to promote your business.
And yeah, how people can contact you, where, how, and all those kind of things.
Sure. So first of all, I will say thank you for having me here today. See, we come from a country where massage, we have forgotten that massage was one of our ancient medicine in Ayurveda. When we go overseas, we think, I'm going for a massage, that's a kind of, you know, good thing. But when we go back home, we don't treat it as a medicine. We think that it's just a luxury, or it's something to pamper, or I don't need it. It's not like that. Take massage as a medicine. Take your therapist as a person who's going to help you to get on a holistic journey to make your life better. The musculoskeletal health is so important, because every kind of emotion, pain, gut health, hormonal health, mental health comes up on your muscles. It's like how when you're sad, your skin becomes dull, and when you're happy, your skin becomes red and blushy. The same way, our muscles carry each and every stress in our body. So it's very important to look after your muscles and to prevent, especially someone who is very active, to prevent injuries, recurring injuries, or to have a really good performance in their sports. Regular massages is very important. Now, I would like to give an offer for the month of May, or let's say till 15th of June, if anyone of your listeners contact us on through our website, books online, or calls at us at 098-260-468 and says they are from FM 104.6, we'll give them 10% off on their first session.
Woohoo! That sounds good.
Yeah, that sounds interesting. Can you just repeat your phone number for our listeners?
So it's 098-260-468, or they can go on www.sparsh, which is sparsh.nz.
Brilliant.
Riddhi, do you offer also coupons or vouchers, or people would want to give gift vouchers to people?
Yes, we do have gift vouchers. Yep. We have kind of e-vouchers, so you can email us and we can email you the gift vouchers, as well as we have physical vouchers for you to come in and pick up.
So for all the young people who are listening and older people who have mums, tomorrow is Mother's Day.
Yep.
Go get them a voucher.
Oh, thank you, Riddhi, for your time, taking away from, I think this must be, Saturday must be a very busy day for you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, weekends are very popular for us. Okay. Yeah.
So thank you very much. Thank you for educating us. Let me tell you, we had only other ideas about massage.
That was specific people.
You're talking about yourself. Okay, great.
Well, no, it was definitely enlightening. We had never thought about it.
We have looked at massage from this, you know, wider healing, and this, particularly the last part where you mentioned that it is an ancient form of medicine to heal people by touch. Also, the word sparsh, which is a Sanskrit word, which means touch, and it can bring a huge amount of difference.
Yes.
But, you know, the touch really, you know, fades off in married people, you know.
That's a different kind of touch you're talking about.
Yeah.
So thank you, Riddhi. And on that note, we will listen to Selena till the end. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Shaila.
It was really enjoyable today. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks for having
happy
me,
Mother's
Day. And Baptist.
Thank you, Baptist, for getting Riddhi on the program.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Selena, Selena, Selena. Selena, Selena. La marina odella, moja sam karin bosle, da ka polonia kalza. Nove tu faro brasle, busco talonso tirande, busco ronasle, e astuccio dosan, calismo genasle, Selena, arzaxalisa, Selena, aure orloa, Selena. Moja sam karte bustos, kalis dudurung lagle, ofi pie talo tengo, moja dalle sudle, mesailan tawon waton, whisky dajer porle, whisky bizla te puru, selin raga dudle, Selena, amen mutle sorry, mesarasli. Tane kali suri mar mulle moron toya saduri pur kal tan bito ore maturi Soglenza lentonga, moja dolen puigus, shelogam surloanga, muy pasada da corunda, cabarale margar, de luz coronasle, auer paulo sorgar, Selena, tu casa se talo, Selena, mogan buscosaro.
Deu bere guru. Thank you.
Dispa, todos te toca, sabrigo nasta, agir baba dusmani un gusta.